Good evening, everyone. Today is January the 1st. Happy New Year's 2023. You know, I want to talk about tonight this subject of total depravity. You know, we have this all over the news about Brian Kohberger, whatever his name is, accused of murdering these four students from Idaho. Here he has an associate's degree in psychology, a bachelor's degree in psychology, a master's degree in criminology, and working on a PhD in criminology. And now he's been accused of violently murdering four people. You know, scripture tells us that men are born and conceived in sin, and that we are all liars. We look at even a person like David, who the Bible says that he had a heart after God. He was a man after God's own heart. You know, and yet he premeditated the murder of Uriah the Hittite over his lust for Bathsheba. You know, when we look at our own propensity to sin, sometimes it's overwhelming. Apart from the grace of God, we would be a Brian Kohberger. Apart from the grace of God, we would be a murderer. You know, we all have committed murder in our hearts. We all have committed adultery by looking at a woman or a man to lust after a woman or a man. And so, you know, the remedy for this is the grace of God. By grace are we saved through faith. It's our only hope for forgiveness of sin. And if you want to study a little bit more about this war between the flesh and the devil, go to the 7th chapter of Romans. Paul said he didn't know, he would never have known sin but by the law, by coveting. You know, you know, it never ceases to amaze me how that Satan is on the rampage. He's the prince of power of the air, seeking whom he may devour. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities in high places. The rulers of this darkness. You say, well, why are you dwelling on depravity? Well, there's a song that says, prone to leave thee, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, O take and seal it with thy courts above. You know, we need to daily seek the Lord for mercy and grace. Cry out to him for mercy and grace. We should always remind ourselves of what Christ has done. Dying on the cross for us, the victory he has won. We have no hope in this life, and our eternal life would be grim. All glory be to Christ, our hope is only in him. We can't trust in our own abilities or our own moral purity, that's for sure. You know, there's a lot of people that want to present themselves as being very holy. Holiness people scare me, okay? People that are into perfection scare me, because I know how much of a fraud that doctrine is. Let it be understood exactly what I am. I'm a sinner saved by grace, just like the Apostle Paul said. I'm a despicable, vile creature who was raised up from the dead. I deserve the wrath of God, but it was placed on Christ instead. When I think of how vile and wretched this poor sinner really is, it gives me pause to wonder how awesome Christ forgives. To suffer, bleed, and die on a cruel and rugged tree, and cry out while he was dying to forgive a sinner like me. What a marvelous act of mercy and kindness he did to me show when I deserved to be cast into hell there to forever go. All my praise and worship should sing forth for eternity for Christ bleeding and dying to save a wretched sinner like me. You know, there's often people will look at people in prison and put them on a lower level than themselves. The only difference in us and those in prison is the persons in prison were caught and charged, you know. Jesus Christ was charged, and he was perfect. You know, he was charged for things that he didn't commit. False witnesses came up against him. And Pilate succumbed to the peer pressure of those around him to put Christ to death. And so let us remember that we are at the mercy of God. And we should be thankful every day for his grace that he is, and the forgiveness he's shown us of our sins according to his precious blood. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all of his elect. Christ gave his all and took all our sins and bore them on the cruel and rugged tree. What a tremendous gift. You know, Christ emptied himself and became a servant to us. Christ said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Christ came to save his people from their sins. Well, I think most people out there, if they're honest, would have to say, but for the grace of God, there would I go. You know. It was either Top Lady or Newton, I'm not sure. It was one of the two that saw a drunker laying down in an alley. And someone commented to the person, look at that drunkard. And either Top Lady or Newton, I'm not sure which one of them, said, by the grace of God, that would be me. But by the grace of God, that would be me. You know? We want to take all this glory for our own perfections and our own abilities, when we should be giving God all the glory for every day that we go through life, you know, unscathed as it were. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be focused on thee, for I know in myself there's nothing good in me, but I know that you died to save me from sin and death. You became the perfect sacrifice, and through your blood God's conditions were met. Oh, what suffering you went through when you died upon the cross, separated from your Father, so my soul would not suffer loss. Thanksgiving and praise I must forever proclaim and honor and worship your majestic name. Why you showed mercy and grace to the likes of me, an undeserving wretch worthy of only hell, but with your abounding love, for which I cannot tell. You gave your Son for me on the rugged tree to grant eternal life for a sinner like me. Thank you for paying the ultimate sacrifice and giving this sinner everlasting life. Well, I hope that we'll always remember that we have to deal with the sin that would so easily beset us, and on a daily basis we need to examine ourselves that we're in the faith. Yes, I believe in eternal life, and I believe that if God has given us eternal life, we will persevere in our faith, and God will preserve us. Now, unto you who is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the throne, it says in Jude. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.